Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, the last line of Yud Gimel Beit, with the words of Hahu Aris. We're continuing the discussion of whether or not we will leave the woman under different circumstances. It says the Gemara now, Hu Aris Arusosoi, to also the Kamei of Yosef. So there was a woman who had done, again, the Halacha Geshet, so they're fully married on the level of the Raisa. However, Midrabanan, it's fully Aser for them to have any relations. But she came in, and they came in and she was pregnant. So she was pregnant. Also, the Gemara of Yosef, they came before Yosef, and what did they say? He Amramine, she said, I am pregnant from my Aros. Vihu Omer, and he actually agreed, turning on to the next number now, and he says, in Minoy, yes, indeed, that is correct, she is pregnant from me. So they're admitting to violating the halacha, but the question over here was the woman's status and that of her child. Do we assume that she is, in fact, pregnant from this man? Because basically they're admitting to sinning, so maybe they, since they're lying about this, maybe they're really not Naaman. Or do we assume that we're not worried about it, and that we would be worried that maybe she really committed adultery? Or do we assume that they're really not lying? Those are the two tzadim. So, and if we're assuming that she did have bia outside of the case of the context of her being married, then the child would be a suffix mamzer. So says the Gemara of Yosef, Lemay Nichoshlo. So Yosef says, analyzing this case, what exactly should be choshesh that she's vadachada deha kamoda? First of all, the guy over here is admitting to the case. He's admitting that this is from her. And also, v'hod amar v'yudam arashmul, lacha gramil, the lacha follows our gramil. Gramil in our Mishnah told us that we believe the pregnant woman, if she's unmarried, to say that the man who she had bia with was not one who would say that she's usher to marry a kohen to. So therefore, the chora, we can extend that case and tell us that the case of Rangamil, in this case also, we would believe the woman and say that she is going to be Neman. Lechora, we see, it is important to point out though, that, it sounds like we need the guy to admit to it. That seems to be important though. But the Gemara later on is going to mention that, if the chassan is contradicting her, her groom is contradicting her, then in claiming that he had never been with her, she would not be believed because the Gemara tells us, Rav Gamliel says the woman is only believed only where a claim is not contradicted. So here, we're saying that it's not, the fact that it's moda is very helpful, but if you would contradict her, it does imply over here, which is going to be the case later on, that we would not believe her. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Uvaha Kila Moda Machshir Rav Gamliel, but really is a case that the husband had not admitted it. Would it be true that Rav Gamliel would tell her that she's okay? V'yamalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinan Alach Rav Gamliel, Lacha follows Rav Gamliel. Again, we saw that that was his nickname. He was called Shinana, the sharp one. Shmuel always called the review to the sharp one. So he said to him, like the Eloi, V'adlo tavidubda adika rov k'shir netzla. We pass the Gamliel, but you should only be makil where there is a rov. If there's a rov that most people are going to be the case, like if you have a single woman who became, right, she secluded herself in a city where most of the yid in there are kosher. So, like, we give the example of Tinek yesterday. So, meaning that she was, so most chance, most likely chance is that those people are kosher lakut, are kosher not going to pass her if she indeed had been with one of them. So, ha'acha rope silent. But wait a second, this here is different though, because there we said you can make ill because of the fact that you have a rove as well. Also supporting her claim. But here, since she is married, right, she's married to this guy, she's not allowed to be with him, but she's married to him, so anyone in the world, if she has relations with outside of this one husband, is going to create a Biel Apostle. It's going to be a Sota Asr Labaila, and the halacha of Biel Apostle is Pasla Minakuna. She is going to be Apostle. So says the Gemara, had the husband not admitted it, we would not tell her that she's going to be totally makel based on her makel, because here you don't have a rove. So Abaye seemingly was under the understanding that Shmuel, when Shmuel was talking, was that even though we pass like Gamliel, you shouldn't pass like him unless you have both of these circumstances. Rav Gamliel himself tells us that only in a case, Rav Gamliel, that she believes only in such a case. Rav Yosef is understanding that this is seemingly what Shmuel was saying. The Gemara says that's not true though. Tamayach Tech Shalach HaGufa. Rav Yosef says that what you're saying, that the Shmuel himself doesn't make sense. Halacha V'atla Davod Oda. What does it mean? Halacha V'atla Gamliel. The story ends over there. So Lechora, we're saying that, meaning that the Shmuel is telling us not necessarily that that this word of Gamliel meant, but rather we're saying the following, that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel only b'diavad, meaning that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel only if you have a rove. So, meaning according to Rav Yosef, Shmuel understands that Rav Gamliel said his halacha all across the board. However, we only paskin like Rav Gamliel b'di'evid where you don't have a rove. If you didn't have a rove, we would still paskin like Rav Gamliel b'di'evid. However, lechachila, we tell you to be machmir that if you would ask the shayla, come to basin and say, can I marry this koyin? Right? Let's say she's seen the husband and then subsequently dies. So then, a month later, she wants to, or 3 months later, she 3 months later, she wants to she wants to marry a Kohen. So now, is she allowed to marry this Kohen? So if he comes to Beis Din and asks, we'll say no, because she never rove, she was married, it could be that really she had Bia la Pasala, and therefore she had a she was a Sota Asur la Baila, she's Asur to marry a Kohen. So we'll tell her, because of that suffix, we'll tell you not to get married. However, if she already in fact got married, that's all Allah will point him, we'll do this many times, we'll say we don't remove her status, and we don't make her get divorced to this Kohen. Now, in this case also, the case of the man and the woman coming together is like a case of Bidyavid. Why? Because she already is married. If we don't believe her claim that her husband is the father of the child, then who is this child? It's going to be a suffix mamzer. And the suffix mamzer is obviously going to, creating a suffix mamzer is definitely a case of Bidyavid. So therefore, in this situation, we are going to be mekel, even if you don't have a rov. That's the point over here. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rami Leah Baye Liraba. Abaya is a kasha from Rabba. Umiyah Rabbi Shua Einan Emenet. So Rabbi Shua really say that the woman is not believed, meaning that we don't follow our chazaka's kashrus to be allowed to marry a kohen. In general, the cases we just seen previously. So the Gemara asks, right, all these cases Rabbi Shua's make, alone piano chayin was the lashon Rabbi Shua kept on saying. And we said that we don't believe the woman, even though she has a chazaka's kashrus. So every woman who's born, like every person over here, has a chazaka's kashrus. That they're kasha. Uraminu, but basically, you have to conscious that the Mishnah Idios. The Mishnah Idios tells us about the case of, hey, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Besira, Al-Almanas Isa Shikshira Lakuna, regarding a widow who has a status of uncertainty. The halacha is that she is permitted to marry a Kohen. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua, in this case, in the case of Al-Almanas Isa, is in fact following the woman's chazaka to permit her to marry a Kohen, where she is in doubt that maybe she should not be allowed to marry a Kohen. So what exactly is this Al-Almanas Isa? So Rashi discusses it. Rashi literally, Amanas Isa just means dough. But Rashi, in the context of dough, meaning it just means it's a doubt. She's mixed up. They're like dough gets mixed. You mix around dough. She's mixed up. There's two sfeikas over here. So what happened is Rashi says that a man threw a get to his wife, but it wasn't clear if the get landed closer to him or to her. If it landed closer to him, there's no get whatsoever. If it landed closer to her, then she's fully divorced. So they left this suffix, and then subsequently the husband dies. So then, this woman then goes ahead and marries a Kohen and has a child. So this child's status is a Safek Chalal. That child grew up, he married, and he died, leaving us in doubt whether his wife is gonna be an Almana of a Chalal, an Aser to a Kohen, or she's going to be a regular Almana who was married to a Kohen and then be married to a Kohen. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda Basira say that it would be mutter for her then subsequently marry a Kohen. So says the Gemara, so we see we fell into the Chazaka. Amalei Hachi Hashtab. That can you really compare the two cases? Hasam Isha Nisis, but they're going to get there. In the case of Edios, the woman who is marrying is clearly going to investigate the situation and make sure that she's going to find out that her mother-in-law's divorce was clearly the case where the get had landed closer to the husband. In the case, the get was puzzled. She's not going to remarry. She's not going to marry. She's not going to marry. Unless she makes sure that she finds out that that was the case, that she's not a halala. She doesn't make her kids halalim. So she wouldn't marry a Kohen, she would marry a Yisrael if that was the case. So says the Gemara. However, halcha isha mizana b'deket zana, in a case that a woman who is just sleeping around, so she's gonna start asking around, like, what the yichus is. By the way, what's her yichus when she's sleeping around with this guy? Obviously not. She doesn't care. She's acting immorally. So she's not gonna care about his status. So that's the difference between the two cases, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So there's no kasha. We may want a fellow cheskas kashas, but in a situation where the woman herself clearly demonstrates that she doesn't care by the fact that she's behaving in this immoral fashion by having beer with all these people, so then we assume that she loses her cheskas kashas. However, when a case where here we have the same suffix, but she has the cheskas kashas that we're allowed to rely on. That's how we're passing according to Rabbi Yeshua. So it's like, I'm a Rava. Wait a second, though. You said the Rabbi Yeshua kasha. You asked the kasha on Rabbi Yeshua's two statements based on Edios and based on what he's saying in Maseches Ksuvos over here. However, Rabbi Gamliel, Ad Rabbi Gamliel, Lo Kasha, you're not going to ask me the same question on Rabbi Gamliel. He's also so sure himself, he seems to contradict what he had said. What did Rabbi Gamliel tell us? Vaktani Seifa. The end of the same Mishnah tells us, in Edios, Amar Lehen, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda Masera, Kibalnu Edosuchem, I do it like your Svar, it makes sense. However, Avamanase, Sharei Gazer, Rabbi Yochum Rezakai, Shalaloshi, Beis Dinakach, Rabbi Yochum Rezakai made a takana that we don't declare this case kosher. Why? Shekohanim shomim lachem l'rachik, aval lo l'kariv. Because the kohanim will listen to us to distance women, however, not to bring close to this almanas isa. Kohanim are machmir, that's the masorah we have, based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, that we have to be machmir. So we see that Rama Gamliel tells us that the woman over here, who is of uncertain status, even though she has a cheskas kosher, she's going to be usher to marry a kohen. Whereas in our Mishnah, he tells us that a woman we're not sure about, she slept around with somebody, and she claims the guy was kosher, we believe her. So this is a steward of Rama Gamliel. Why aren't you asking me a kasha within the shita of Rama Gamliel? So therefore, Elamar Rava, Rava tells us that really, the Rama Gamliel, the real low kasha. Rama Gamliel is not going to be contradicting himself. Why not? How are we going to say that? Because Rama Gamliel, low kasha, Hasam, Bari, and Hacha, Shema. Because there, in the case of the Mishnah, the woman claims certainly that she is going to be she's going to be kosher. In that case, that bari is going to be so strong to allow us to believe her, even though she doesn't necessarily have the chazak. I mean, she has a cheskas kashrus, and that cheskas kashrus together, her bari is going to be okay. But the case of the widow who is not sure what happened, in the case where we don't know what happened with the get, whether it's safek karav lo, safek karav la, then we're not going to be mekel. And now, so that's why, in that case, it's a Shema, that's why we're going to be Machmir in the case of the Shema, according to Rabban Gamliel. However, Rabbi Shua, Nami Lo Kasha, why is Rabbi Shua not so? So again, in Edios, he's going to be Mekil, and in Ksubas, he's very Machmir. What's the difference between the two cases where the woman slept around, we're not sure who it was, and we believe her, and we don't, and we don't believe her, rather, and we do believe her in the case of Meseches Edios, where we allow her to get remarried. So says the Gemara, because Hasam Chatzvik on Hacha Treisveke, because in that case of our Mishnah, is only one Shaila, is who was it? Who was this guy that she had bia with? Is this guy kosher or not kosher? Aber, in the case of the Mishnah Edios, there are two Sveikos. The two Sveikos, this is where it gets a little bit problematic according to Rashi, because seemingly this is a classic case of Sveik Sveika, or it should be, meaning Lashon of the Gemara is Trei Sveika, and this is Lashon of Sveik Sveika. Usually Sveik Sveika is always that there's a two-sided question, that maybe it's going to be A or B, and even if you tell me it's B, then maybe that this other factor of C or D is going to make it okay. So that's like a classic fake sveika that we could throw in, that we tell us that maybe it's going to be like that, and if even if it's not like that, we're going to say a fake sveika, right? Like Pesach Masuach. So maybe, really, she was nivelas before they got married, and even if she was married, so even if that situation is not true, and then she had bia while they were married, so maybe she was really going to be ones, she was ma'anes, she was raped. So that's a classic case of fake sveika where there's two levels of doubt. The problem with Rashi's interpretation over here is that there's not two levels of doubt. There's only one level of doubt. Was this get given car of the husband, which is okay, or car of the woman, in which case it was a full-fledged get, she is going to be a grusha. A grusha is obviously asar midah, right? So to a kohen. So that's only one suffix. And then, meaning, what is the other case of the tutsah? Is the woman's, the child that was born of that product of that relationship after they then get married, then she then marries a kohen, is now, according to Rashi, the second suffix over here. The problem is that's just a tutsah. It's a simple result oriented of the very first question. It's the same question, is that was that get good or not? And whatever falls out from that question, the first get being good or not, is going to be the answer to whether or not this woman is kosher. So it's not a second suffix over here. Based on that, all the Rishonim, not all, a lot of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. It's a little bit problematic why the Rashi had to say his pshat. The Pnei Yeshua, others were trying to justify why Rashi, they work hard to explain why Rashi has to say this pshat. It's a little bit difficult over here. Tosos explain that we're saying differently, that the case of the Almana is, it's not known which of the members of the family is the possible challah. That's the Almana sees over here. But, one of them is a challah. So, and we don't know which one it is, and therefore the woman over here has bia with one of these brothers. They look similar. Nobody really knows which brother had bia with her. So there's two sveikos over here. Was it with the brother who's kosher or not brother? And even if it's the brother who we're not sure about, but we're not sure, maybe that brother really is kosher. So it really is. There are two different sveikos. That's Almanas Issa according to Tosos. Again, I can say it's a little bit different. Rashi in Pshuto Sheldvarim is a little bit difficult, but that's how Tosos says it. Okay, so with that, we're ready to move on. So says again. So now we said that that's the fundamental difference over here, whether it's two sveikos or one. So says Gemara Hilka Chorabang Gamliel, that we see over here that Rabbi Gamliel takes so strong the fact that she is certainly, she is claiming bari, she's saying I'm certain that I'm okay, that we accept her even if there's just one set of doubts over here. But he says that the case of the of the Shema, where she's not sure what happened, where Rabbi Gamliel is going to be machmer, even by a sveik sveika, where there's two different levels of doubt. That's again using lashon of sveik sveika. According to Rashi, this lashon of sveik sveika is different than the rest of Shas. That's what's so difficult about the Rashi, and what made him say that is what's even harder. But either way, that's what there's two levels of doubt. But yet, Rabbi Gamliel is going to be machmer in that case. That's the case in Edios. We're going to be machmer. Rabbi Yeshua, ala mechad sveika da filu b'bari namin pasar. Rabbi Yeshua is the opposite. He says that it's all about how many cases of doubt do we have. If it's one level of doubt, then it's going to be problematic, even if she is certain. However, if it's two levels of doubt, even if she's saying, I don't really know what happened, since you have a sveik sveika, you have two levels of doubt, the halacha is going to be that we can be mekel and allow her to marry a kohen. That is going to be the halachas over here. So just to summarize, we have three different situations about the woman. If the woman just goes into yichud with a man and she claims that for certain that he was fit, so then Rabbi Gamliel is going to say that she's good because he has a chazaka and she's cheskas kashos and amiga that she could have claimed a better one, so that she could have said she didn't be with anybody. Rabbi Shua agrees with Rabbi Gamliel for my last to be else, and that's what we saw in the first case. The second case about a pregnant woman is worse. Because, right, she can't argue she didn't have Bia. She definitely had Bia. Rabbi Gamliel accepts her claim because we assume that Bari is very strong over there. Even without a Migo, we accept the claim. Rabbi Shua says that, oh, there's no Migo. We don't accept her. We don't accept her. In the third case, if she was a person who was held captive, then Lekulei Alma, that would be problematic, according to everybody. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezo Amanas Isa. Who is a case of the Amanas Isa, who's an uncertain status? Rabbi Shua, we were saying that, talking about that case, is someone who's allowed to marry a Kohen. So says the Gemara now, it must be somebody who is called Shein Ba Lo Mishum Mamzeros, Velo Mishum Nesinos, Velo Mishum Avdei Melachim. Anybody who due to her marriage to this person is not going to have any question regarding the fact that she's a Mamzer, or any doubt that she's married a Nasin, or any account that she was in Evan Melacha Hadbiyah with somebody who's a slave of kings. Why are we using the lashon of an Evan Melachim, not just a question of somebody who's just simply a slave? So Rashi addresses this. Rashi says, because of the Melachim, the Avdei Shlomo, they were very rich and they became very powerful in Klal Yisrael, and they married Jewish girls. And they were very strong. Like even Hordas, we say, is the Herod. The King Herod was a child of Rapunzel. He ended up the rebuilding base of Midrash, but he killed many of the Chachamim. So anyway, so he took over because he was very strong. So that's why we're mentioning the Avdei Melacha. But either way, the point of this Braisa is mentioning that anybody, each of these people, is going to be make the woman unfit. If she has to be with any of these people, she's supposed to marry a Kohen. So there's the Gemara now. Amar and Meir, turning on to the next Talmud, says the Gemara, Shemati kol she'in ba echad mekalilu masin lekuda. I've heard that anybody who, on account of their marriage, does not have any of these possible questions, then they're allowed to marry a Kohen. The Gemara is going to seemingly point out that Rabbi Meir seems to be the exact same sheet as the Tanakama. So that's going to be where the Gemara is going to be bothered by that. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Meir, v'chein Rabbi Shimon Menasi, Amar kedvarav. Ezo Menasisa, they agree. Then they say, what is considered a case of the uncertain woman? Kol shenitma basavik chalal. Anybody who became mixed up with a doubtful chalal. Makir nisom mamzerim shem v'in makir nchalal shem Yisrael. Understand their mamzerim, but they do not recognize their chalal. So that's a vague statement which the Gemara is going to try to figure out. What in the world does this mean? Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, Ezo Menasisa. What's the case of a widow who is uncertain status? Kol she'ila lo mishum mamzeres, lo mishum nesinos, lo mishum avdei melachim. Anybody who does not have any of these cases, mamzeros, or nesinos, or avdei melachim. Ha, chalokasha, this implies that if her husband, who she previously been married to, was a case of a potential chalal, she would be mutter to marry a kohen. Maishnan after Reisa. What's the difference? You're going to say Safik Reisa Lachomra, maybe she married a Safik Mamzer, she married a Safik Nasin, married a Safik Evan. All these cases, she had Biel Apostola, she is going to be a Safik of Isser Reisa. The concept of Biel Apostola, someone who has Biel with someone who asks is a puzzle to her, is going to make her puzzle. That's a Gemara learns it out as a Drasha Reisa in Mesechus of Amos, the previous Mesechus we learned in Daf Yomi. So we learn that the Shaila of a Dereisa. So too, if she has a Safik Chalal, Nami Dereisa, the Gemara points out that a Chalal also, if she's a Safik Chalal, that we also learn a Biel Apostle for a Chalal is also the Dereisa. So if you have a Safik case, Safik Dereisa will come there as well. So why is the Bereisa making a distinction between the case of a Safik Mamzeros and a Sinus in terms of her then relationship to be allowed to marry a coin after that to the Safik Chalal? If she married a Safik Chalal, she should also, or even just have Biel with a Safik Chalal, she should also be in the case of a Safik and maybe potentially be Usher to marry a Kohen. So Vesu, the verse is further, Another question in the Braisa. Second question is that Amar Rabbi Meir, Shemati Kol Sheba Echad Mekolelo Masin Lekuna. Rabbi Meir said, I've heard that anyone who does not have any of these possible disqualifications, we would allow them to marry a Kohen. Hainu Tanakama. Another problem over here is that it seems to be the same exact statement as the Tanakama, and that's going to be seemingly problematic. We mentioned in the very beginning that that was the case. And the third question is, Vesu, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Meshum Rabbi Meir, Vechere Rabbi Shimon ben Asi, Omer Kedvarav, Ezo Imanas Isa Kol She Nitma Vasavik Chala, Makir Nisov Mishim, Vein Makir Nichalom Shimonim. The third statement of Rabbi Shimon Galil, which says that anybody who has a Safik Chala is problematic, and a Safik Mamzeris is not going to be problematic, Vamart Risha Chala Kosher. He's saying the opposite. He's saying somebody who is a Safek Chala is problematic. Somebody who is a Safek Mamzer is not problematic. That's the opposite of the Risha. The Risha told us that that's the opposite. That if a Safek Chala is kosher, Safek Mamzer is possible. And now you're saying the opposite. Safek Mamzer is kosher and Safek Chala is possible. So what's going on over here? So Zakta the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mamzer Savech Bechal Shoysek Ika Benaya. There's the what's at stake over here between the name of the Braisa is the case of a Mamzer who is yelling out when a Chalal is going to remain silent. Meaning, in the case regarding which Rabbi Yeshua was going to be made, was one in which there was uncertainty over the Albana due to a specific case with regards to her husband. A get was given to his mother in a way that we weren't sure about. But if the husband was not subject to any actual doubt, but rather his own Shaila was about him, that's a totally different set of circumstances. He was silent about his lineage and a point against him. So then the husband was accused of being a mamzer. And he protested, but he accused of being a chala, he remained silent. That case is going to be the Shaila. So there's the Gemara. Tanakama Savra called the Pasuk the Karleva Shazik Pasuk. Tanakama says very simply. Anybody who's silent, Shtika Koda. Anybody who's silent is admitting to it. So if he was yelling about being a Mamzer, then he's not a Mamzer. But if he remains silent about being a Chalal, then he's going to Taka be a Chalal because he remains silent. V'hachi Gamar Tanakama, Ezo Amanas Iso. The Tanakama says, who is the uncertain sentence that's permitted to marry a Kohen? Kol She'en V'lo Shtuk Mamzeres V'lo Shtuk Nesino V'lo Shtuk Mechad V'lo Shtuk Chalal. That means that he's not silent when anybody yells at him about any of these cases and says, hey, you're a mamzer. He doesn't say it. If he's quiet about it, then we assume there's taka stopping mamzer over here. If the same thing with the lesson, they claim that you're not even a Jew, you're a goy, and he remains silent. Same thing with regards to if he is silent about being a chala. So the Tanna Kama is telling us that any case of his silence, that is Shtika Koda, and that tells us that we might potentially take into account this as being a valid Tanna against him. V'kamar le Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir comes to disagree with that point, and he says, Hanachu de kapasi le bakal. It's only regarding to the cases, the three mentioned about Nasin, Eved, and Amamzer, those three, if you remain silent, then we're going to Aser, because that's going to be dramatic. However, Aval Shtuk Chalal Kasher. But in the case where he's silent about, in response to being accused of being a Chalal, he is going to be still not be considered a Chalal. Why? Because he says to himself, what am I bother arguing with this guy who's yelling about being a Chalal? At the end of the day, I can still marry anybody I want. I can marry any Yisraelist, and that's not any problem with it. The Yisraelist becomes usher to then marry a Kohen subsequently, but he doesn't care about that, because that means that either he's getting divorced or died. So he doesn't care if his wife can no longer marry a Kohen after he marries him, so therefore it doesn't affect him. The Kamar layer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, rather, the Tana Kamar to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says to the Tana, who quoted the ruling of Rabbi Meir, Ishmael left the master of Rabbi Meir b'shtikah. If you heard that Rabbi Meir allows a case where he's silent about the chalal, lo dekar le chalav ashasik. It can't be the case where the husband is still alive and he is called a chalal and he's just silent. Elo dekar le mamzer ashasik. Rather, only the opposite. In the case of a mamzer and he's silent, because when he is the mamzer silent, he's going to say that he's silent because it says it's so obvious. Everybody knows who is a mamzer. Saying the fact that I call me a mamzer, nobody's going to believe this guy. He's crazy. He's calling me a mamzer. What do I care? So that makes sense to be silent. However, when it comes to being called a chalal, so he realizes that nobody really knows if he's a chalal because people don't investigate it as much because there's not as big of a stakes at risk over here. So therefore, he's going to not remain silent. And if he therefore is not remaining silent and he screams out, that's okay. But if he does remain silent, he is choshes that they made up this taina against him, but he was silent. So that would be like he's admitting to it. So that says the Gemara now. That's Gemara fleshed out what I just said. V'ad shasik sabar mamzer kala islay. For this reason, he's silent because he thinks that everybody knows that I really am not a mamzer. Therefore, it's public knowledge. I don't have to worry about it. It's a kala islay and I could just be quiet. Ava mamzer v'tzaveh. However, if he is accused of being a mamzer and he protests, chala v'shosek pasal. But being a chala and he's silent, both his cases are going to be disqualified. V'ad ishtik sabar mesela d'lamak l'makal. Because he reasons that the reason he's silent is because it's sufficient that they're not going to make me a mamzer with their accusations and therefore I'm going to remain silent. So therefore, that's what comes out of here. So in conclusion, the Braisa is listening three different opinions. One is, according to the Tanakhama, any person who does not respond to anything against him is going to be shtika keoda. That's very simple. This is the first version of Rav Meir's understanding that this is true only the cases where paslim, meaning mamzer nasin and evet. However, in the case of when it comes to a chalal, we would not say that it's going to be pasul him and make him a chalal. How, and then we have the third shita of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, according to Rav Meir, who does not consider shtika keoda at all in the case of mamzer, but does consider a problem in the case of a chalal. And that is important to note, that we pass like the Tanakama. Therefore, if someone is silent to any charge against him, we suspect him of having some sort of tainted lineage. That's Medina Negamar. However, later Rishonim Ravid points out that this entire discussion is only in the former times when the Beis Din would be able to give Malkus Midrabanim to anybody who lied and made such a claim. Nowadays, people could slander, Ravid was not even talking about social media, and slander people make all type of crazy accusations against people, and if you responded to every single one, you'd be, you'd have to be spending your 90% of your day doing that. So then for sure, that would not be the same din as the din of the Gemara anymore, as the Ravid points out, because the Metzias has changed a little bit in terms of how much we can enforce a punishment to somebody who's leveling these fake accusations. So therefore, right, fake news and such like that, that would be something, since we can't enforce it so much, therefore the din has changed. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tana Chadis, the Gemara is a different question now. One price says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shtuk Mamzer Kasher, that somebody who remains silent after being in the face of being accused of being a Mamzer is going to be Kasher, and Shtuk Chala Pasar. And one who is silent to a Chalal is going to be considered a Chalal. But Tana Yidacha, yet another price that says, a Shtuk Chalal Kasher, the opposite, is that when you're being silent of being a Chalal, you're going to be Kasher, and a Shtuk Mamzer is going to be Pasal. So the Gemara says very simply, that's not a problem anymore, because now we've just resolved this. Lo Kasher, Ha Tana Kama Aliba Rabbi Meir, and Ha Rishon Gamil is the Rabbi Meir, that we had two different understandings. Sending over Meir. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Rav Meir, that makes sense to be that a person who is a strict mamzer is going to be kasher because he doesn't bother arguing with him. That's the first opinion of Rav Meir, because he says kala islay. And the second opinion of over there was opposite, that with regards to a mamzer, he would be yelling about it. With regards to chalal, it would be okay because he's not bothering to deal with it because he says there's no effect to me. That is the two different understandings we had within Shitas Rav Meir. Okay, now up to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Amar Biosi, Maisa Bintinoka, she yarded the Melos Maimin Ayan Venensa. The woman went to the well, and unfortunately she was raped by somebody we didn't know who raped her. Amar Biochanan Mansiri said in this case, Imrov Anshe Ya'ir Masin Likuna, if the majority of that town were fit to marry into Kahuna, then Areza Tinase Likuhuna. Then that woman would be allowed, because we assume that it was a member of this city, who was a majority of Kashra people. So therefore, we don't assume it was an Evid or a Goy. We go after the Rove of that city, and that's the most likely chance of someone who was the one who raped her, and therefore we would allow her to marry into Kahuna, if that was the case, that you have a Rove of Kshir. So the Gemara points out, Amar Le'Rabbler of Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Kemah. Who does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hold like in the Machlokos from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? So, and why can't he just be his own Shita? Because we're trying to point out that we would have mentioned him in the previous Mishnah. Since we're mentioning him here as a different Shita, sounds like he wasn't arguing on the previous Machlokos. So he says the Gemara now, Ikra ben Gamliel, if he holds like Rabbi Gamliel, so then you say, so what does it matter? And what does it matter if the woman says that the guy who she should be with, she knows the guy is kosher, so does it matter if everybody, if it's a 99% non-Jewish population? Even if there's one Jew in the whole city, we believe her because the Cheskes Kashrus, along with her Bari, is why she's believed. And the Gemara points out now, the other way also, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, I feel a Barov Kshir and Pasel, then even if the majority of the city is Kusher, we don't Lomit Piyon Achaya, we don't believe her, so therefore she should be Pasel in this case also. So this is the Gemara now, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, this is what we say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, turning on to the next time now, that really we're Paskin Lei, Rabbi Yeshua. And there, and the Lach like Rabbi Yeshua is going to be followed by Karnosha Tzipori Vaisa, that this happened in literally the wagons of Tzipori during a day which was a market day, which when Rashi points out, you have like these caravans are coming from out of the city, and there was really a double roll, so it's a super roll. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yeshua is machmir against Lomit Piyon Achayim, that's only where you have one roll. However, if you have a double roll, Trei Rube, you have two different roles to assume that she should be fit, then we would allow her to marry into a Kohen, because you have, what's the two roles? You have the rove of the city, and you also have the rove of the people who are coming to visit. And if both of those roves, are two distinct majorities, are fit, so then we can assume that she definitely had Bia with someone who's kosher to marry a Kohen. So says the Gemara, Uchid Rabbi Ami, and this actually is a support for Rabbi Ami, the Rabbi Ami, V'ushayis Haseya Shem Ne'adam K'sher Noveres Hashem, that this is applicable only when the group who was visiting were a group of people who were allowed to marry a Kohen, Uchid Rabbi Ami, and also like Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami, Niv'eles Berkanos K'sher L'Kuhuna, that if she had Bia on the wagon, she's also fit to marry into Kahuna. So Gemara says, "Bekardel sagadaita really actually be on the wagon itself." No, elanivelos b'shas kradik shir lakuna means that you dafka were at the time where the caravan was coming, and you have this double rove in your favor, and that's why Rabbi Yoshua is going to make it, and that's like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is paskining like this case, and Rabbi Yoshua really would agree with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Aval pirish echan mitziporia bal. However, if we would know that one of the people Tzipori, and it was just Tzipori alone, and there was not a caravan there, Havlad, Shtuki, the child would be a Shtuki, even though there's a majority of Tzipori is fit, according to Megaliah, we push it, believer. However, here, since we know that it was a townsperson, the fact that you have one robe is not enough, and therefore, we would not believe the woman, and she would be a Shtuki, a person who is of, this child would then be a questionable lineage. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up Kiha, the Chi Asr, Rav Dimi, Be'ez Hashem, and tomorrow's Daf.